Thank you. No, appreciate that. So three important topics there that we've heard about. And I can imagine there's interventions that are wanted from a few people across those items. So I suggest maybe we take them in order and split the discussion up rather than jump around too much. So I think I would propose we start with the Sitkin, I'm going to get that wrong, Sitkin platform. And whether there's any questions, interventions, or comments on that item of what was just said. I'm not seeing anything, but I think it was a really useful summary in so much as it tells us a little bit about what our nations might be considering, probably at the policy level rather than the statistical level, but you know, there's a key role there for statistical data as an input, and I'm sure that colleagues appreciate that the knowledge of knowing that that's available to their countries and may well be used in anger in the coming months and years. So thank you for the update on that piece of work. We then turn to cycling data. Now, just from my perspective, just to give a bit of an overview of where I suspect the working party sits, but I would welcome contributions from across the board. So obviously, when it comes to cycling data, and particularly cycling infrastructure and usage data, and safety data also you cited, I would think we are incredibly well placed to help and advise. We obviously work in tandem on all matters in this space with our colleagues in Eurostat and our colleagues at ITF, who, through our work with the Common Questionnaire and other associated initiatives relating to topics like road safety, that ensure a wide range of data are gathered. Obviously, our Secretariat has already mentioned the road safety publication, and I'm pretty confident, because you mentioned vulnerable road users, that cycling accidents are covered by that. And I appreciate it's last year rather than this year, but we have had long conversations in this group before about national travel surveys, not just the Swiss example, but from across our region, on many ways of collecting that modal split data that you mentioned. So in terms of cycling safety and cycling usage, I suspect we're incredibly well placed and likely already collecting much of the data, but obviously welcome interventions from the room in a second if colleagues want to highlight any particular initiatives. I think in terms of development of said data, and this includes on infrastructure, I can't remember if you were in the room yesterday, or was it yesterday even, or was it the day before, for our discussion on new mobility, where this is very relevant. If I could try and reflect the views of the room, although I will make a nod to my colleague on ITF in a second, but we're in a position, I think, in this group where we're being quite respectful of the fact that our colleagues in ITF are leading a specific piece of work that would very much overlap with this. So we are not ourselves doing lots of developmental work in this space, other than where is absolutely necessary for our work. But there's a few things going on there. I think colleagues from the floor may wish to advise on what cycling data initiatives they've got ongoing, although I suspect, like I say, the position is generally people feel like they are experts in this already. But perhaps if I could give the floor to my colleague from ITF first, they can tell you about the initiative that's currently ongoing, which they are leading on our behalf.